It's been about a year since I told you about the Kappa Alpha Theta's Rock the Casa event, and by golly, it's happening again. That should come as no surprise, because this oldest women's Greek organization has been helping kids in the Brazos Valley with Rock the Casa for more than three decades. And this 32nd edition of Rock the Casa is coming up April the 8th. Emily Mason will tell you all about it.
So last year we raised $114,000 and had over 1,000 participants. And so this year we're trying to exceed that.
You heard her right, $114,000, and it went to help local kids organizations.
So all of that money went to Scotty's House, which is the local child advocacy center that serves the Brazos Valley, and then CASA Voices for Children, which is the court-appointed special advocates branch in Bryan.
So Scotty's House, CASA, and a great concept called the Theta Foundation.
A small portion of the proceeds will go there, which is a fund that helps Thetas over across the nation who are in need, who've come against financial hard times or something like that.
Kappa Alpha Theta, a familiar sorority to everyone around the world. They've been around for 147 years.
It was actually the first Greek lettered fraternity known among women, so that's just a fun fact. It was founded in 1870, and we're here at Texas A&M. I became a member in 2014. I loved Theta because our tenets are faith, hope, and love, and so we try to love each other really well, have hope for what the future can look like, and have faith that people are good and capable of change, and so our philanthropies are CASA, that's our national philanthropy, which stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. So it seeks to come alongside kids who've been abused and neglected and allow them to have someone that partners with them throughout their time within the foster care system until they're adopted or have a home that's permanent. And then our local philanthropy is Scotty's House, which is the child advocacy center that serves the Brazos Valley. And it also comes alongside kids who've been abused, neglected, and allows them to get treatment and therapy for the situation that they're walking it through. So
the event is Rock the Casa, and it's April the 8th.
And it starts at 9 a.m. You can register for the event at theta5k.webs.com. There's a registration tab, and you just click it, and it's really easy and simple. The event starts at 9 a.m. It's at the Kappa Alpha Theta House, which is the address is 1503 Athens Drive.
Now, you can show up on the day of the event, but it would behoove you and save you some money to register in advance, even the day before.
Prior to the day of the event is $15 per person. We're running a deal that if you register as a family of four, it's actually $50, so you save $10. And then registration on the day of the event is $25. And in that, you get a shirt, and there are lots of vendors that come for after the race, so there's lots of fun food. And
help at a great cause. Here again is Emily Mason.
We appreciate so much when the community comes out. We know that we're just a sorority that's here, but while we have our time here in college, we want to give back to this community, and these causes are causes that come alongside kids and give back.
Again, save the date. It will be on April the 8th, and you can find out more information and register in advance at theta5k.webs.com. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to the event. Thank you, Kappa Alpha Theta. It's Rock the Casa for CASA and Scotty's House. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.